People behaving badly in this world is simply a fact of life. We can try and do the right thing. We can try and talk about it to them gently, quietly, privately to restore them to good behaviour. But let's be honest, it doesn't always work. It should. We wish it did. But it doesn't always work. So then, what do you ordinarily do in that situation? Let's say you tried once or twice to help someone deal with their bad behaviour, but they haven't responded well. What comes next? Well, most of us, we just give up. Well, you know, I tried, but he's a hopeless case. He's never going to change. Sound familiar? Sure it does. We just write them off and move on, leaving the bad behaviour to fester and harm not just them, but the people around them. I'm not so sure that's the best approach. What do you think? Have a listen to the Apostle Paul's advice to his young ministry protege, Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1b to 2. I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favourable or unfavourable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. In a nutshell, the older, more experienced Paul is saying to young Tim here, don't give up. Keep telling people about Jesus, the good news, the fantastic news about Jesus, whether the conditions are favourable or unfavourable. Does that mean shoving religion down someone's throat? I don't think so. But what it does mean is not giving up on them. I have a very good friend who knows that some of the things that he's doing are wrong. The lifestyle that he's chosen for himself is just wrong, plain and simple. Now, I care deeply for him, and so on the odd occasion, I've shared with him the good news of Jesus, and by the way, deep in his heart, I know he believes. But his lifestyle is pulling him away from the Lord. He can't have his cake and eat it too, as the saying goes. As much as I care for him, though, the one thing that I will not do, the one thing that I will never do, is endorse his bad choices. Tell him that it's all okay. Because whether the time is favourable or not, my heart is to convince and rebuke and encourage him with as much patience as I can muster. And of course to pray for him, because there's such incredible power in prayer. James chapter 5, verse 16b, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. People are going to behave badly, but don't give up on them. Perhaps God's put you in their lives for a time such as this, to be the one through whom his love, his grace, his mercy flows into their lives. Don't give up. Now, that's God's word, fresh for you today.